The highest form of love is to be the protector of another person's solitude. Rainer Marie Rilke.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Well, welcome, welcome to all my revolutionaries tuning in. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright, and you're listening to The Essential Oil Revolution. This is the place where we come, we talk about all things health related, but we especially talk about essential oils that we love dearly and truly. If you're tuning in for the first time, just wanted to say hi, welcome. I hope you enjoy this episode that is going to be all about essential oils for introverts. I think it's really going to help a lot of people tuning in that might struggle with some of the difficulties that come along with being an introvert in an extrovert world. I'm talking to one of our dear members, Amanda Smith, who's gone through a huge journey of transformation with her essential oils. But before we get to the interview, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. This recipe comes from Tiffany Cantrell, who says this fruity pebbles blend is thebomb.com. Combine 2 drops lemongrass, 2 drops grapefruit, 2 drops bergamot. You can use this blend in a diffuser or a roller ball. That's 2 drops each, lemongrass, grapefruit, and bergamot. Thanks so much for that recipe, Tiffany. If you want to submit your own recipe to the dugout, email us at revolutionoilspodcast@gmail.com. Well, hi, revolutionaries. I'm here with a dear member of our Revolution Oils team, Amanda Smith, who is a mom of two and who has struggled with what she refers to as being a hidden introvert. She's fought some really tough battles over postpartum depression after having her second baby 6 years ago and has welcomed essential oils into her life as a method for maintaining whole body wellness and happiness. I'm so happy to have her here to share her journey with us using essential oils to help her break out of her shell and feel more confident in her own skin. I think that what she is going to say is going to help a lot of you listeners out there that might identify with a lot of the things that she's struggled with. So, Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today and coming on the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's very brave of you, I think, when someone goes through some of the struggles that you've gone through to come on a public platform like this and share that experience with everyone. So thank you so much just for your honesty and your openness. I think that it's going to help a lot of people today. So first question I have for you is that you've said you consider yourself a hidden introvert. What does that mean? What happens to you when you are in social settings?
Well, I do a very good job at hiding it. And a lot of people would probably be surprised that I am somewhat of an introvert. I basically freak out inside when I'm out in public. Right before I leave the house, I basically get those butterflies in my stomach and definitely my palms get sweaty. I try to tell myself that everything is fine. Why are you freaking out? And then I finally get out of the house. And once I'm out, I do a little bit better, but I still have those butterflies in my stomach. You know, I do have those days where I will have a panic attack. And there's days that I'll get knots in my stomach so bad that I just say, screw this, I'm going home. But I've definitely learned to deal with it a lot better.
You've literally had to like turn the car around and been like, I'm out of here.
Oh, there's times that's happened. I remember a while back before I had kids, I was out with my husband and we were with friends and I literally had to leave. I told my husband, I said, I have the biggest knot in my stomach to the point where I almost couldn't breathe. And I said, okay, we need to leave. And the minute I got in the car and I sat down, the feelings completely went away. So yeah, it's basically something that has taken over my life and I have had to learn how to deal with it and not let it rule my life.
Yeah. So saying yes to this podcast must have been difficult. How do you feel now?
I was kind of like in the beginning when I was asked, I was like, well, I don't know. I don't want to do that. And then I'm like, no, you need to start stepping out of your comfort zone. You need to do things that make you freak out a little bit. And that's my whole goal this year in 2017 is to step out of my comfort zone more. I did it a lot in 2016. I did a ton of things I never would have done. And doing this, yes, it scared the crap out of me. So I said, I'll do it.
Oh, I'm so glad you did. Did you have to oil up before you came on?
Yes. I'm smelling Valor as we speak. I use my Vetiver. So that one is never leaves my side. So yes, lots of oils.
Now, Amanda, how did your journey with essential oils start out? Was it sort of you trying to find something to help you kind of break out of your shell, or did it start for another reason?
It did start for that. I didn't realize the way that oils can help in so many ways. I started cleaning my house of all the toxins and the chemicals, and the oils came up probably a year or two before I started using them. I saw them in the grocery store. A friend of mine was using them and I went and bought a few. Well, I didn't really get any benefits from them, but I started my journey to basically remove the toxic chemicals from my home because of my kids and I didn't want it around. So it really wasn't to find ways to help me better myself. It was more or less the chemicals and removing that from my home. So I was pleasantly surprised when I started using them and all the benefits that they have.
So I think that's lovely that it was sort of I think kids can be a catalyst for a lot of us to sort of rethink what's in our home and, you know, what kind of decisions we want to make, because we're now making decisions for these other little people. And I think sometimes we have a hard time making good decisions for ourselves, but then when we look at our kids, it's so much easier in a way. And then it just sort of kind of seeps into our lives as well and benefits us in so many ways. So I'm curious, you said you've struggled with emotions after your son was born. So your first child was born and you didn't really experience much postpartum depression or mood disorder. And then what happened after your son was born?
Well, when I found out I was pregnant with my son, I started doing research on so many things. I wanted to become more aware of what I was putting on my body versus what I was putting in my body. I've always been conscious of what I put in my body and eating healthier and taking care of myself, but I didn't really care what I was putting on my body because I didn't realize it. But when he was born, my world was totally rocked. Like, I will say this over and over. I wish I had oils and I wish that I knew about them back then. And that's why now I share with so many people, because everybody needs these in their life. So it's just, I mean, a couple of days after he was born, I, you know, went home and just something came over me and I definitely was not ready for it. I felt very alone. I felt completely empty inside. This may sound weird, but I wanted him to be put back into my belly. Like, I felt empty. And all I wanted to do was sleep. I was a wreck. I didn't know how to describe it to anyone. My husband didn't even know what was happening, nor did he know how to help me. So I didn't know how to communicate what I was feeling, and I just cried a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, then 6 months went by, and I finally, you know, I went to the doctor had his checkups, and the doctor would ask me how I was feeling, and I just kind of blew it off. I'm fine. You know, I worried about my son. I wasn't worried about me at that time because I was falling apart, but I wanted to make sure my son was okay. So she had me fill out this form about your feelings, and she said, you have postpartum depression. I said, what? I said, I didn't think that was real. People that say that, I'm like, yeah, whatever. That stuff's not real. Well, it's very real. And I was in the middle of it. And I, at that time, was closed off and didn't want to leave the house. Basically, I had a hard time dealing with it. And she then gave me a prescription, which I didn't want to be on anything. But she put me on, I'm not sure the prescription that it was. And it helped me for a little while. It helped me to kind of get out of that fog that I was in. It helped clear my head a little bit, but I didn't like the way I felt on the medication. So I decided that I just wanted to come out. I just wanted to be off of it. And note to self, do not try to come off of a medication when your kids are on Christmas break.
Yeah,
that was not a good time to do that. But I did get off of it, and I was a little bit better of a person because I think I slowly came out of it, but I was never really myself again.
Oh, your story just breaks my heart. I mean, postpartum depression, or actually more correctly termed postpartum mood disorder, such a hard thing to go through, especially in our society today, that most people do view it sort of how you thought of it at the time. Like, oh, that's not real. You know, that's not really a thing. And it's so real. And,
oh, yeah.
And it affects so many women, so many mothers. So I'm going to refrain myself from getting on a soapbox here, because actually we have planned in the next upcoming couple of weeks an entire episode just focused on postpartum depression. So I'll save my soapbox for that episode and I'll kind of move on from there. But I just wanted to say, you know, I'm so sorry that that experience, you know, happened to you and that you struggled so much with that, because it's so common. But I'm glad that at least you did find a doctor that recognized it and did help you with proper medication and to get you through that.
Definitely.
Yes. So that's absolutely anyone experiencing signs of postpartum depression or mood disorder or general, you know, depression or any major psychological disorder or struggle, please get proper medical attention. Please.
Yeah.
It's very important. So let's talk about your oils, your favorite oils that you like to use with your kids and yourself just on a daily basis to kind of help you with these general anxieties and getting you sort of more in a comfortable skin when you're out in public and things like that. Because having kids, it really kind of forces you to be out and about a lot.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I think introverts really struggle being moms because they're sort of forced to be around a lot of people all the time.
Oh, definitely. The oils I like to use, like I said before, is the vetiver. Even just lavender helps me. I'll put a drop in the palm of my hand and rub it right on my chest. Putting the oils on my chest have been the most beneficial for me because, one, I can smell them. Obviously, your nose is right by your chest. I can smell them very well. And it just feels like that part is where I hold a lot of the anxiousness, is in this knot in my stomach. So that helps to calm me. But I love Valor, and I pray that it comes back soon because I am literally out and I'm sniffing the bottle.
Yeah.
I don't have any drops left, so I'm just sniffing the bottle.
Yeah, you're not alone there.
And I love bergamot. That is a very calming oil. And my fill-in for Valor has been Believe. That oil is my everything.
Ooh, do you happen to know what's in that blend?
Believe has balsam, Canada, coriander, bergamot, frankincense, Idaho blue spruce, ylang ylang, and geranium, which I just got Idaho blue spruce, just the single oil, and I love that oil.
Oh my gosh, it is my new favorite oil. I don't know why it took me so long to discover it, but I could not stop diffusing it. Like,
I'm the same way. I don't know why I waited so long to get it.
Such a good oil. Now, what are your kids' favorite oils?
My son loves Peace and Calming, and I do share it with him. Now, the bottle that I just got back, he loves orange and what other ones? He loves anything. He will let me put anything on him, but those are his favorites. My daughter is a little different story. She loves the oil. She would rather diffuse them. Once in a while, I can get her to put them on her feet, but she's a little different than my son. I think she may run into some of the same problems that I ran into. So I'm going to have to keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So you love vetiver. You love a lot of different oils. Do you have like a rollerball or a blend that you just sort of keep with you and put on before you go out?
Yes. My favorite blend that I make is a blend that I call Chill Pill. And it is a blend of, it's 10 drops each of lavender, vetiver, stress away, and Valor. And if you don't have the original valor, you could substitute it with valor 2, or frankincense would be good sub 2. And then I'll just put it in a 5 mil, an empty 5 mil bottle, and then put one of the roller fitments on top. Well, I fill it with carrier oil and then put the roller fitment on top. And that is my blend that I use a lot.
That's great. So it sounds like you've really experimented a lot and gone through a lot of transformations. And this has been over the course of a couple years. And so the oils now, I mean, oils, we're not trying to get oils to turn us from introverts to extroverts or anything. That would be silly. We can't change that. But how have the oils just sort of transformed you as a person and the way that your, you know, sort of hidden introvertness affected you in the past?
Well, using them has helped make me feel more confident in myself. It keeps me calmer so that I don't have those butterflies in my stomach and I don't have that feeling in my chest and getting all excited. It helps to keep me calm so that I can function. I will say that now that I have peace and calming back, that is one oil. I guess I didn't realize it helped because it's been gone for so long. I didn't realize how much it does help me. And I put it on my chest before I left one day to go grocery shopping with my children. We all love going grocery shopping with our children.
Right.
And I put that on my chest. And it was the best experience going to the grocery store that I've had in months and months. Aww. Like, I was so calm. And I do realize when I'm calmer and I feel calm inside, my kids are calmer.
Yeah.
The second I start getting worked up and anxious and excited and basically want to have a major freak out, they feel it and they start acting that way. So us as moms have to try our best to stay calm so that then our kids stay calm. We're all happy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great point.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life. And it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Now, since you mentioned peace and calming, it's sort of an oil I've avoided talking about too much on the podcast because it's been out of stock for so long. But January, it's not technically back in stock in Young Living, but there is a January promotion from Young Living. If you spend 300 PV, which is like product value, basically $300 on products in the month of January, Young Living will send you a free bottle of Peace and Calming. This is the best news I've heard since the new year. So I'm super excited that it's back. Do you want to just sort of tell the audience a little bit more about Peace and Calming, like what's in it, why it's so rare, and, you know, all the benefits that it can give us?
Peace and Calming is a blend of tangerine, orange, ylang ylang, patchouli, and blue tansy.
Now, what plant in there is sort of the culprit as far as what makes Peace and Calming go out of stock so often?
Well, the blue tansy is the oil that they were having trouble with, and that is why it was out of stock so long. So they were finally able to harvest that plant and then make the Peace and Calming, which I wish that it wasn't 9 months that we waited, but I am so glad that it's back. And this month, yes, getting it at that 300 PV and getting it free is amazing.
Yeah.
It's an awesome oil. It's an awesome blend. And when you have the chance to get it, everybody needs to try this oil and use it.
Yeah. What are your favorite ways to use it? Do you diffuse it, or is there a specific part of your body you put it on?
My son loves to diffuse it at night. I do that for him. We only use one drop.
Gotta make it last.
Yes. I may even try and put it in my chill pill blend in place of Valor, because now that I'm out of Valor, I'm out of my chill pill blend. So I might put it in there too. That would be a good substitute. But I just love to put one drop in my hand and put it on my chest, or just rub it into my hands and smell it. Like, your hands are the best diffuser.
Yeah, they really are. And they really soak up everything. And then everything you touch just has a little bit of that frequency in it. It's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Amanda. These have been some really great tips, and it's so great to hear your journey. Do you have any sort of last words that you might want to tell to someone listening that's really struggling with, you know, being in social settings and finding themselves comfortable in their own skin?
Yeah, definitely seek help. You're not alone. So many moms and so many women and even men, like, we all experience this, but don't try and keep it all locked up inside. Get the help, empower yourself, find ways to help you. I mean, find the oil, use your oils, experiment, and you'll find what works for you. And when I found what worked for me, it's pretty awesome feeling.
All right, Amanda. So before you go, we always love to ask our new guests two very important closing questions. The first is, can you share with us just what your daily health habits look like?
Yes. In the morning, I love to make a wellness tea. It consists of hot water, a teaspoon of raw honey, and then one drop of each Thieves Vitality, Lemon Vitality, and Peppermint Vitality. I put those right on the honey and then I stir them into the hot water. And it's just, it makes me feel great. It wakes me up. And then right after, I take my Nisha Red.
Nice. Oh, got to have that Nisha Red every day. Yeah. All right. And finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Well, I have a lot, but my one thing is I loved Aveeno lotion. And it is one thing that was the hardest for me to transition over to chemical free. Well, I started making my own body butter and I will add oils to that. And then I use that as my lotion in the wintertime. And I also give my kids a massage every night. How spoiled are they?
Man, I wish I was your kid. That's great. So do you, I mean, is your body butter recipe kind of quick? You could kind of spit it off real quick?
Oh yeah, definitely. It is just for a one batch, small batch. It's a fourth cup of shea butter, a fourth cup of coconut oil, and then a teaspoon of beeswax pellets. And then you just melt that down in a double boiler, throw it in the fridge to basically harden it again, and then whip it on high until it looks like icing.
Nice.
And you add your oils. It's awesome.
Oh, that's great. Now, it's interesting. I think a lot of people would hear you say, you know, Aveeno lotion is a chemical lotion and really not believe you. But if you look at the fine print, really, what kind of, you know, I mean, I know you're not going to be able to name the chemicals in it, but do you just want to kind of expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, I always thought it was a natural lotion. It says it on the front, you know, it's a natural lotion. Well, then you turn it over and you read all the ingredients. And when you can't pronounce over half the ingredients, you probably shouldn't be putting it on your body. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Amanda. Now, if people wanted to learn more about you or get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, right now I'm working with my team on our wellness journey, but I do have a Facebook page and you're welcome to message me or contact me through Facebook.
Well, great, Amanda. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure talking to you today. Thanks for joining us on the Essential Oil Revolution. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. There you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy the show, consider sharing it with a friend or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It helps other people find this show, and your kind words also make me cry a little, not gonna lie. You can submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. You can also send us in your episode ideas or your personal essential oil success stories. With your permission, we can share your testimonial with everyone right here on the show. Go the extra mile and consider recording your story in a video. Send it in and we can extract the audio and share it here with our listeners. Use a pair of earbuds or a microphone and tell us about how essential oils have helped you. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so you can get new episodes downloaded while you sleep. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. And you can also tell Alexa, "Hey Alexa, play the Essential Oil Revolution podcast," and she'll do it. Pretty cool, huh? I can't thank you enough for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of the revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.